Hello, my name is Corey Brooks. In this series of webcasts, I'll be taking you through an overview of the samples included with the Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone. In this video, we'll be taking a look at the Amazon SimpleDB sample and how you can easily integrate similar functionality into your own Windows Phone project. First, it would help to understand Amazon SimpleDB. Amazon SimpleDB is a non-relational data store optimized to provide high availability and flexibility with little or no administrative burden. You may interact with the SimpleDB service by creating domains in which your data will be stored, using put commands to create attributes with values within a domain, and retrieve data by either getting an attribute or using a select query. The Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone makes managing domains and attributes an easy task. Let's open up the Amazon SimpleDB sample, and we'll start by taking a quick look at its user interface. I've started the application in the emulator so we can get a better look at the features this sample has to offer. The application launch page is mainpage.xaml and contains a UI for manipulating domains within your Amazon Web Services account. As you can see, the page contains buttons for creating, listing, and deleting domains, along with some extra controls for managing domain metadata. Next, let's take a look at the application's secondary page, which deals with attribute management. As you can see, the attributes page contains controls that list your domains and show their contents, controls that allow you to create attributes with associated values and place them in a domain, controls that allow you to get attributes from a domain, and controls that allow you to run select queries. The sample application makes use of data binding to link some of the UI elements to data contained within fields and code. As we go through the sample's code together, it's important to keep in mind that this video is intended to highlight the classes and functions necessary to access Amazon Web Services. If you wish a more in-depth understanding of the sample's code, please feel free to explore it on your own at the conclusion of this video. Now let's take a look at some of the code involved in implementing the SimpleDB service. Go up here and open the app.xaml.cs file. We'll scroll to the bottom. The app.xaml.cs file contains a static class called SimpleDB, within which is the static variable client of the type amazon.simpledb.amazon.simpledb. This static variable will be accessible from all other pages within our application and will allow us to call SimpleDB functions. Next, we'll open our mainpage.xaml.cs file. As you can see, the application makes references to the namespaces within the Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone that provide an interface to the Amazon SimpleDB services. The mainpage class contains the majority of the code necessary for the operation of the domain management in our sample application. We'll start by expanding the constructor region of our code. The constructor for the mainpage class begins by initializing the static client variable we just reviewed. As you can see, this is accomplished using the create Amazon SimpleDB client function of the AWS Client Factory class. Once this initialization is complete, we have access to our Amazon Web Services account. Now we'll take a look at domain operations. We'll expand our domain operations region. The first thing we need in order to proceed with SimpleDB is a domain. So we'll expand the create domain region and take a look at how creating a domain is accomplished with this SDK. The create domain button click event here is executed when the create domain button is clicked. Within this function there are two lines of code of which to take note. The first line in this function adds the create domain web response callback function that we'll look at next to the onSimpleDBResponse event handler. The final line of code here executes the begin create domain method of our static client, with its parameter being a new instance of the create domain request with the domain name specified by the user. Once we receive a response to our begin create domain method, the create domain web response callback function here will be triggered. We use the response event args parameter of the callback function to initialize a new isimpledb response object called result. If this result isn't an exception or error, then the domain was successfully created. As you can see, making requests to Amazon Web Services is fairly simple using this SDK. The list and delete domain processes are similar, so we'll move on to the attributes. We'll open the attributes page .xaml.cs. Within the attributes pages .xaml.cs file, we'll take a quick look at how to put an attribute, which is how we populate our created domains with data. We'll scroll down a little, and here we find another click event function, btn put attributes click, which is triggered when we click the put attributes button. We begin the function by creating a new simple DB response event handler called handler. This handler is initially set to null, however, just two lines later, you can see that we've created a new delegate and assigned it to handler. This handler will operate in much the same way as the callback function we've previously seen, so we'll come back to it at the right time. Further down, this handler that we've created is added to the onSimpleDBResponse event handler, as expected. Next, we've created a putAttributesRequest object and assigned its domain name and item name properties values. The next few lines here deal with interpreting and the information provided by the user, in that a list is created and attributes and value pairs entered by the user are parsed and added to this list. The final line of the function, further down here, is to execute the putAttributes method with our putAttributes request passed as a parameter. Now we can return to the handler we saw earlier. Once we receive a response to our putAttributes command, the handler delegate will be triggered. Just as with our previously examined callback functions, the response event args parameter is used to initialize a putAttributesResponse object. If this object isn't null, then the attribute or attributes were successfully put into the domain. It's that easy. The other functions of the page, such as getting an attribute and executing select queries, operate in much the same manner, but I strongly suggest going over them yourself for a better understanding of how to access this functionality. As you've seen through this demo, the Amazon Web Services SDK for Windows Phone is easy to implement. The samples are available along with the SDK. Please examine them for yourself, and you'll be well on your way to implementing Amazon Web Services functionality into your own Windows Phone application.